from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a special counsel team wraps up its investigation into allegations against former President Yoon Suk-yeol, his wife, and key officials. A body is found off the coast of Jeju Island, likely that of a woman who went missing in the area 3 months ago. And heat wave warnings are expanded as Typhoon Saudel heads toward China and away from the Korean Peninsula. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. A second round of special counsel investigations into the former Yoon Suk-yeol administration has wrapped up after a 180-day run with indictments of Yoon, former First Lady Kim Kwon-hee, and 56 others. The team under Special Prosecutor Kwon Chang-yong said on Monday that former National Security Advisor Shin Won-sik and Kim Tae-hyo, former First Deputy Director of National Security, were among Yoon administration officials indicted. Members of the military, the prosecutor's office, and the state intelligence agency who are set to stand trial include former Joint Chiefs Chairman Kim Yong-soo, former Prosecutor General Shim Woo-jong, and former National Intelligence Service Chief Cho Tae-yong. Five main opposition People Power Party representatives were indicted and charged with obstructing Yoon's arrest and other counts related to the relocation of the official residence during his presidency. 46 cases that the team failed to close, despite extending its investigation period three times, have been transferred to the National Office of Investigation. A body found off the coast of Jeju Island is believed to be that of a woman who went missing in Jeju City 3 months ago. Jeju police say the body was discovered along the seashore near the city's Hallim Township at 10:46 a.m. Monday. The investigators are expected to identify the body and determine the cause of death. The woman, Jang Miran, was last seen in the early hours of May 13th and reported missing 2 days later. Jeju police are currently investigating an officer they suspect of closing Jang's case after claiming to have contacted her and confirmed she was safe, despite phone records showing no such call. The heat wave that had briefly eased returned on Monday, with Seoul seeing another tropical night overnight, 9 days after the previous one. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, heat wave warnings already in effect in Chungcheong and the southern parts of the country were expanded at 11 a.m. to eastern Seoul, southern Gyeonggi Province, and eastern parts of Gangwon Province. Tropical night advisories are also in effect, particularly in urban and coastal areas, as daytime heat lingers into the night. Despite the passing of Choso, the traditional seasonal marker signaling the end of summer heat, the late summer heat wave is intensifying as the North Pacific high-pressure system expands over the Korean Peninsula, bringing in hot and humid air. Meanwhile, four typhoons are moving northward simultaneously over the northwestern Pacific, with Typhoon Saudel, the 18th named storm of the season, increasingly likely to head toward China rather than the Korean Peninsula. Wage jobs for South Koreans in their 20s and younger fell by 76,000 in the first 3 months of the year, marking 14 consecutive quarters of decline. Meanwhile, the total number of wage-earning jobs stood at 20.82 million as of February, up 292,000 from a year earlier, according to data released Monday by the Ministry of Data and Statistics. By sector, the findings showed jobs in health and social welfare increased by 127,000, 59,000 more jobs were added in accommodation and food services, and jobs in the professional, scientific, and technical services sector rose by 37,000. By age group, jobs for people in their 40s declined by 19,000. On the other hand, wage jobs for people aged 60 and older increased by 233,000, driving the overall increase, particularly in health and welfare services, manufacturing, business, and rentals. Illegal imports of weight loss medications into South Korea surged in the first half of the year, with more attempts to smuggle in the drugs via direct personal purchases through overseas websites. The Korea Customs Service said Monday that it caught 4,155 cases of unauthorized imports of prescription weight management drugs, such as Mounjaro and Wegovy, from January to June. The figure is 3.5 times the 1,189 cases detected for all of 2025. Since the drugs were introduced in the country, illegal imports have been rising rapidly from 4 cases in 2024 to reach a cumulative total of 5,348 cases as of the end of June. By contrast, only 596 shipments cleared customs through licensed importers over the same period. South Korean badminton star An Se-young has claimed the World Championships title for the second time in 3 years. An, the women's singles world number one, defeated number two-ranked Akane Yamaguchi of Japan 21-17, 21-14 at the 2026 BWF World Championships final in New Delhi, India on Sunday to take home the gold medal. This comes a month after she paused international matches due to a left foot injury. An's first World Championships title came in Copenhagen in 2023, making her the first South Korean singles player to achieve the feat. Women's doubles world number three Lee So-hee and Baek Han-ha defeated Chinese top seeds Ryu Sheng-shu and Tan Ning 21-15, 21-15. Marking South Korea's first gold in the event in 31 years. Cat's Eye's latest album, Wild, has debuted atop Billboard's main albums chart. Billboard said Saturday local time in an article published ahead of the chart release on August 29th that Wild debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, becoming the multinational group's first album to top the chart. Wild is the fourth album released by an all-woman group since 2020 to top the Billboard Albums chart, after Blackpink's Born Pink, NewJeans' Get Up, and Twice's With Youth. The third mini-album from the global K-pop girl group, jointly launched by K-pop powerhouse HYBE and U.S. label Geffen Records, debuted at number two on the U.K. official albums chart as of Friday local time. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged 215.99 points, or 3.12% on Monday, to close at 6,696.96. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 11.39 points, or 1.42%, to close at 813.33. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio. KBS World Radio.